Israeli forces have clashed with Palestinians outside the Al-Aqsa Mosque in Jerusalem outlets. They beat and dispersed Palestinians who were gathering at the mosque, making several arrests. The clashes come as the Israeli Minister of Religion is seeking to allow Jews to pray at the mosque compound. Lawmakers in Jordan have unanimously urged the government to expel Israel's ambassador from Amman. The 150-member lower house of parliament has also asked the government to recall Jordan's ambassador from Tel Aviv. The MPs say the votes come in response to, quote, Israeli occupation measures at the Al-Aqsa Mosque. Syria's government forces have taken over a strategic town after 2 months of heavy clashes with insurgents. Reports say thousands of armed militants have withdrawn from Khirbet Ghazaleh near the border with Jordan. The army has also gained control of an important road to Aleppo International Airport. People in Bangladesh are on a nationwide strike to condemn the killing of protesters during an anti-blasphemy protest. Schools and businesses are now closed across the country. Roads and motorways in the capital, Dhaka, are also empty as bus and lorry operators suspend their services. It has been 2 weeks since a building collapsed in Bangladesh. The death toll has passed 800. Bulldozers continue to clear debris at the site as more bodies are expected to be found. Over 3,000 workers were on shift when the Rana Plaza complex, housing five garment factories, collapsed on April 24th. Kurdistan Workers' Party militants begin their withdrawal from Turkey into northern Iraq following a ceasefire with Ankara. Thousands of armed militants will cross the mountainous border to reach their stronghold in northern Iraq. The withdrawal will reportedly take 3 to 4 months. China brands the U.S. the real hacking empire after a Pentagon report accused Beijing of trying to break into U.S. computer networks. China's Defense Ministry website carried a commentary of a Chinese daily which accuses the U.S. of smearing other countries in order to establish military hegemony on the internet. And 31 people have been arrested in Belgium, Switzerland, and in France in connection with a $50 million diamond heist at Brussels Airport. Police have recovered several of the stolen diamonds. The February 18th robbery has been ranked among the biggest diamond heists of recent times.